Great to have a chat with Paul Gow. I think this is the first time of season 2019 that we're having a chat to Gowie. Good morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Happy New Year to all your listeners and you and Dave. But hopefully 2019 sees a lot of Australian winners around the world.
All right. Well, we might get you do some predictions for what you think might happen in 2019. But first up, interesting article in The Australian today. Benny Eichen, he's going to play in the Queensland PGA. Is he up to it, Gowie?
Oh, well, let's wait and see. We've had a few of the ex-footballers, Paddy Borton. We've gone to Brayton Astor, who shot 78-82 down at the New South Wales PGA Championships. But Benny Eichen, you know, he's put his mind to this. 41 years of age, playing the Queensland PGA Championships at Toowoomba in Feb. He's gone from a 7 handicap. He had to get down to 2.4. He's now down to 1.7. Last Friday, he shot 3 under par around Indooroopilly. So he's had a bit of coaching from Matt Guide. Magnificent job to get to 1.7.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. Toowoomba City Golf Club, I think, is the course that's being used. Have you played that, Gowie? Is it a tough one?
No, it's not a tough one. It's a city course, of course, and it's tree-lined, all that sort of stuff. But no, it's not overly difficult. There's a few, you know, undulating greens here and there. But I think Benny will he'll go close. But it's, you know, when you get in the heat of battle, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, it's different to running out, in Suncorp for Queensland. It's the pressure's on from the first start. There's going to be a bit of press around that, and golf's hard. And, when you're stepping into another domain, interesting. I'll tell you what is interesting. The poor chaps that played with Dave Stanley at the New South Wales Open, they no longer play golf, those pros.
Mate, that was Pike. I played with Aaron Pike. Yeah.
Not Aaron really.
He hasn't been seen off Nobby. He's been in the fetal position ever since. He didn't make a cent at the end of the year. Australian Open, not a cent.
Poor bugger.
I feel for him. I might even go and try to help him out with a masterclass.
Mate, I need to get out of your masterclass, mate. Although some have said that even I'd be breaking your masterclass. There's just no help at all.
Oh, mate, you're not that bad, I hear.
Wayne doesn't caddy Benny, does he? He's not running around caddying.
No. I think, is it Chris Walker? Benny Walker is...
Walker's on.
Walker's on.
He's a four handicapper himself, so there are no mugs of Walker brothers on the golf course. So they play a lot together, and he can play that Walker.
What about Stuart Appleby, mate, in the news?
Yeah, this is great. You know, he's one of our Australian, great players. One in Europe, one in Australia many times, Australian Open champion, 9 times winner on the US Tour. Probably in the getting near the end of his career before he gets the old man's tour. But he's been named the International President's Cup captain, which is quite an honour. The other one for America is Justin Leonard. It's going to be in Melbourne. It's a perfect choice. It was obviously between him or Robert Allenby. I think they went the right way.
Robert would have some good team parties, eh?
Without a doubt. Actually, I just made that up. I don't think it was between the two of them. I think Stuart Appleby was an absolute standout and, he's an honourable guy. And he works hard at his craft and he still is. And, it'll be our biggest event in Australia this year, the President's Cup, and I can't wait.
And Tiger's the captain of the Americans, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the American captain, and Ernie Els is the international captain. And Stuart is just the junior. They've got a junior, President's Cup that plays 3 days prior to the President's Cup. It's from players all around the world. We'll have a few Australians in that team. David Michelucci will make that. Probably Blake Windred will make that team. And then the Americans will bring over their best under 20 players. So it'll be great to watch. These are the up-and-coming players.
Hey, Gowie, at the start of the year, we had our predictions, and a lot of people were suggesting Mark Leishman might be an Aussie that can win a major this year. If you had to pick an Aussie that would win a major or you think best suited to the courses that are going to be played, who do you think it is?
Yeah, I'm going to go outside here. I'm going to Adam Scott. I know everybody thinks he's washed up, but he's well-rested and ready to go. We know he's got the game. He's turned back to the old golf coach. I think the end of the season was really good for him. Mark Leishman's ready to win a major. And, if anyone's going to back him, go ahead, because he's got game. He's now taking his confidence to another level. So I would not back him, but the one I think that's going to win one is Adam Scott.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Okay. All right. What about Hawaii, mate? The Sony Open. We've got Justin Thomas, favourite at tab.com.au. Who are you tipping there, mate?
Yeah, I can't go away from this guy. He won it in 2017. He snuck into a third place in the Serenity last week. That's the all the winners that played last week in Kapalua. You can't go past him. He's playing well. Woodland obviously played well last week without winning. That boy is an awesome player but can't win. So, there's a bunch of good players there. We've got five Aussies. We've got Matt Jones, Adam Scott, Cam Smith and Leishman and Kem Davis playing. And my absolutely outsider, and I want the listeners to follow this guy this year, is Ollie Snyder-Jans. I can't spell it, but I can say it. I reckon he's a player that will come good by the sometime in the season. And, Hawaii always serves up a long shot.
Snyder-Jans,
$126 at tab.
Where's he from? Is he from, Germany?
He's American.
Oh. Well, that's an honest call. Ollie Snyder-Jans.
This sounds like one of the...
sounds like something you were drinking yesterday at the pool bar. Get us a few Snyder-Jans.
Three schooners of Snyder-Jans, please.
Too hoppy.
Good on you, Gowie. Hey, Gowie, I know you've done a bit of racehorse syndication in your time, mate. You're not up here at the Magic Millions?
No, I got out of there a couple of years ago, but 11 years up there, syndicating horses and selling them.
Nice.
And a great fun week at the Magic Millions. And being one of those nervous sales, standing up there on the block and watching your horse being sold. But a great fun week.
Yes, there's no need to tell us about that. We are enjoying it, Gowie. Thanks for that, mate. We'll put those tips out on social media and look forward to catching up with you throughout the course of the year.
Thanks, fellas.